most of us hope that when our life here on this earth draws to a close, that we'll have touched other people's lives in the sort of way that leaves behind a real legacy of love. And yet so many of us are drowning in a sea of negative emotions, the sort of emotions that could rob us of that objective. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at life, your life, from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2021, and I'd love to send you a free copy just to thank you for joining me on a different perspective over this past year. We're chatting this week about living the sort of life that leaves behind a lasting legacy of love. Now, not just any legacy. Each of the 100 billion or so people who have ever lived on planet Earth will have left behind some sort of legacy. Stalin left behind a legacy. Bin Laden left behind a legacy. Hitler left behind a legacy. But for 99.999% of us, that's not the sort of legacy we want to leave behind, right? I mean, I know that there are many things in my makeup and things in yours that aren't perfect, things that don't speak love into other people's lives. But on balance, I mean, come on, we do want to leave a good legacy behind. When you and I have breathed our last breath on this earth, we want to know that the legacy that we've left our children, our family, our friends, our community, is a legacy of love. Of course we do. I want my kids to know how incredibly loved they were, so that when I'm gone and they're helping their grandchildren, they remember the love I had for them. I want the simple acts of service that I'm able to perform for them willingly and lovingly to shape their approach to their kids and their grandkids. I want them to look at the examples I set for them in serving others and serving my community, in my work ethic, in my honesty, all of those things, to leave a lasting legacy that's handed down from generation to generation. And even for those who don't have children, simple acts of love can ripple across the globe and down through other generations in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. But, and here's the big but, we can't live the sort of life that's going to leave a lasting legacy of love if we're drowning in negative emotions. Last week on the program, I spoke about just a few of those negative emotions. But to get a far more comprehensive list together, I went out to my Facebook friends and I asked them, what sort of negative emotions do you want me to talk about on the program? Are you sitting down? Here is just a bit of what they came up with. Bitterness, anger, disappointment, fear, low self-esteem, envy, lust, cynicism, bad body image, pride, unfaithfulness, dishonesty, greed, regret, guilt, shame, being money-hungry, hate, prejudice, judgment, self-pity, self-loathing, worry, jealousy, possessiveness, being untrusting, being unable to share, unable to delegate, unable to open up, a fear of becoming vulnerable, inability to love. That's not a bad list. I'm sure you can think of a few more too. Someone, for instance, who's caught up in continual disappointment is like someone who's carrying around their own personal rain cloud with them 24/7. Someone who has a poor self-image is likely to be untrusting and unable to share their emotions. When we're caught up in those negative emotions, we simply aren't going to be able to shine a ray of love into someone else's life. When we're caught up in those negative emotions, when we're drowning in them, we aren't going to be able to live the sort of life that leaves a lasting legacy of love in the lives of those with whom we come in contact. And these negative emotions feed off one another. Let me just come back to disappointment for a moment. If you're someone who is constantly disappointed with people, with situations, circumstances, your lot in life, how you look, the things that you're not able to do, whatever it is, how are you going to view the world? Well, first up, you're going to be envious of everyone who has something that you don't. Secondly, you're going to be overly critical of people. Often the passive-aggressive sort of person is talking criticism and discontent to themselves all the time. And when that's the stuff you're feeding on, when that's the stuff that's swilling around inside you, friend, you are going to start loathing yourself. You'll be angry with yourself and with the rest of the world. You'll pity yourself. You'll worry about how you're ever going to feel any better. And you can find yourself on a path towards depression. How's that for a chain reaction? But it's true, isn't it? This is the self-life, the inner life that many people are living. They're literally drowning in a sea of negative emotions. Can I ask you, what negative emotions are eating away at you right now? What negative emotions are pumping poison through your system? What negative emotions are you struggling with, wondering, what's the answer? wondering, what's the solution? Wondering, where am I going to turn? What am I going to do? There's an old proverb that comes from the Bible. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, it says this. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. It's a terrible picture, that picture of dried up bones inside us. The hardest thing to do with negative emotions is to admit them to ourselves. I used to be driven by greed and pride and anger. I'd never admit them to myself. I kind of knew about the anger, but I constantly justified it. But the greed, I didn't even realize I was greedy. And pride, I wasn't prideful. It's just that I was smarter than the rest of you guys. It's just that I was quicker than the rest of you guys, more competent than the rest of you. And because I'm naturally quick and good with words and not afraid to act, I was a right pain in the you-know-what. My friend, the hardest thing to do is to admit these negative emotions to ourselves. But when we do, when we take a good hard look in the mirror and say, yep, in that list that Bernie prattled off on the radio today, four of those describe me. When we get to that point, now all of a sudden we can do something about them. Do you want to hear that rather depressingly long list of negative emotions again? Here it is. Maybe you can identify with one, two, three, or four of them. Bitterness, anger, disappointment, fear, low self-esteem, envy, lust, cynicism, bad body image, pride, unfaithfulness, dishonesty, greed, regret, guilt, shame, being money hungry, hate, prejudice, judgment, self-pity, self-loathing, worry, jealousy, possessiveness, being untrusting, being unable to share, unable to delegate, unable to open up, a fear of becoming vulnerable, inability to love. Which ones amongst that little lot do you own? Because the moment you own them, admit them, say, yep, that's me, you can begin to disarm their power over your life and over your legacy. My friend, Jesus came to set you free from each and every negative emotion that robs you of your life, your love, and of your legacy. The very first time Jesus got up to preach in a local synagogue at the beginning of his public ministry, he unrolled the scroll to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. This is what he read to the assembled masses. He was telling them why he, the Son of God, had come to this earth. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations." My friend, Jesus came to set you free, to restore you to wholeness, to bind up your broken heart, to proclaim his favor upon you, to comfort you, to give you a garland instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. Do you get it? Jesus came for you, and he can take away every negative emotion. He can plant you as an oak of righteousness to display his glory, and he can restore your devastations. It's Jesus living in and through you that gives you the power to overcome those negative emotions and to live the sort of life that's going to leave a lasting legacy of love. Before we part ways, I just want to share something truly important with you. Each and every week, countless people around the world hear the good news of Jesus through these A Different Perspective messages. And as you can imagine, we get a lot of responses. I mean, a lot. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2021, and it's based on some of this year's most popular programs, just to kind of thank you for listening in and for your friendship, prayers, and support. This one thing is for certain. God's word is alive and active, so I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll just touch your heart with his mercy and grace, his wisdom and his love. So to request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with A Different Perspective.